Okay, here is the promo for my Sunday show. Hey, this is Stu Daniels, host of Stu Man PM, Politics and Music, heard every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Join me this Sunday, July 29th, when my guest will be candidate for Wisconsin's 84th Assembly District, Erica Flynn. The 84th District covers parts of New Berlin, Greenfield, and Milwaukee. We'll be talking politics, we'll be talking music. Stu Man PM, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The city of Milwaukee is in mourning today after a Milwaukee police officer was shot and killed yesterday. The name of the officer is expected to be released today. The 17-year veteran was shot near 28th and Wright by a man who was wanted on gun and drug charges. The suspect was not shot. He was arrested and is in custody. Another person was also wounded in the shooting. Their status is unknown. This is the first time since 1996 that a Milwaukee police officer was shot and killed while on duty. And in sports, today is opening day of training camp for the Green Bay Packers. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A federal judge in Madison has ordered the state to pay for transgender surgery for two Medicaid recipients. Wisconsin is one of just 10 states that deny Medicaid coverage of treatments for gender transition, according to the lawsuit. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge William Conley granted a preliminary injunction barring enforcement of the rule. He said the plaintiffs showed a reasonable likelihood of prevailing on their claims. And in sports, the Brewers lost to the Nationals yesterday 7-3. They now head out west for a four-game series with the Giants starting tonight. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking residents of Milwaukee to pray for and respect Milwaukee police officers and their families after an officer was shot and killed yesterday near 28th and Wright. Condolences are pouring into the department from police forces around the area and across the state. The police officer was a 17-year veteran, and his name is expected to be released today. And the first band to play in the Milwaukee Bucks' new arena will be a hometown band. The Violent Femmes will open for the Killers in the arena's grand opening concert on September 4th. Tickets go on sale a week from tomorrow at 9 a.m. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A Milwaukee man was among those who testified before Congress yesterday in an effort to get them to save the pensions of thousands of people. Kenneth Stribling is a retired Teamster who is covered by the Central States Pension Fund. That fund covers nearly 400,000 people across the nation, including about 23,000 people in Wisconsin. The Central States Pension Fund is expected to be insolvent by 2025 due to the deregulation of the trucking industry and the dwindling number of union members contributing to the fund. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon rain. We'll have temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a slight chance of afternoon rain in the Milwaukee area, highs in the mid-70s. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.